see. Now, what do you call these things that are in a house? You put them in a house and you use them not for decoration, but they're useful things like chairs and couches and beds and all of those things collectively.
Furniture.
I know it seems so silly. I'm so sorry. Now, what would you call what you're sitting on?
A couch.
A couch. And what about something you put your clothes in with drawers?
Dressers.
Dressers.
We call them a dresser.
Okay. And what about, now did you grow up with farm animals?
Yes.
You did. What would you call the thing that you carried around, that you carried food to the animals in, or maybe that you put the milk from the cow in?
Bucket.
And what were those buckets usually made of?
They're usually made of, later on it was made of aluminum, but we used to, they're just made of brass. The first ones they had were brass. I have an old brass bucket out here in the shed now.
Oh, do you?
It's an old brass bucket. But they had brass buckets, and then they had other materials. Plastic, they have most of them are plastic now, but before then it was all made of metal.
What about, did you ever see any wooden buckets?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, we used to have a lot of wooden buckets.
Okay.
We used to have wooden buckets most of the time. Do you remember a lot of several of the people around here that had wells? And they'd always have the wooden bucket to draw the water out of the well. So that, with. I think there may be some old wooden buckets around here. You know where they were.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know where to look.
I don't either. I don't have any wooden buckets.
Yeah.
I have a lot of other old antiques around, but I don't have a wooden bucket.
Mm.
But I don't know whether you could even find a brass bucket anymore.
Probably not. I don't even think I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you call the thing that you use when you get out of the shower to dry off with?
A towel.
I know. And what do you call the thing that water pours out of?
A pitcher.
And what about the kind that's in the ground outside that you turn the
faucet?
A faucet. Do you ever call it a spigot?
No, I don't know that we did call it a spigot.
Just faucet, huh?
Just a faucet.
Yeah. What about when you're cooking? The kind of things that you put on the stove, that you put the food in?
Kettles.
Kettles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Years ago, we used to have metal kettles, so they're made out of cast iron, big black ones. And we still have some cast iron kettles. Things that they used to cook in, they call them Dutch ovens. But these were, when every home had one of these, some of these big black kettles, they were big ones. They'd set them right down in the fire, and you could get them, cook the meals in there.
Mm. I bet those were fun to use.
I don't think you could find any around. I've never seen one around for years.
Oh.
Unless somebody just has an antique that they're just kind of keeping for antiques.
Yeah. What about the lamps that you can carry around that they used to use?
We call them lanterns.
Lanterns? What kind of fuel did you have in them?
I had coil oil.
What kind?
Coil oil.
Coil oil?
Yes. It's coil oil.
Oh, I've never...
What they call it now, I think they call it cresson. We have still some of them. I have still a lamp. I have one of those lamps here now.
Oh.
We called it coil oil. I don't know what they call it now. I think it's cresson.
Did you ever use kerosene?
That's the like those kerosene.
Oh, creosote is
kerosene. Kerosene instead of creosote. I made a mistake.
Oh no, that's that's great. That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, kerosene. Yeah, that was right.
Okay.